It seems mushrooms are having a moment. You see them on menus, tote bags, greeting cards, earrings, dresses, also in documentaries and all over Instagram. Now mushroom mania is coming to Somerville. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on a new butcher shop for mushrooms opening today and the local forager behind it.
On a Sunday afternoon, Tyler Akabani leads a curious group through trails at a wooded park in Saugus. He points out common edible plants, but everyone is really wondering if we'll find some elusive spring mushrooms.
Probably not. Is there anything that the morels would be the one to find right now?
Summer's when you get a lot of really quick mushrooms. You get porcini, chanterelles, black trumpets.
For Akabani, foraging for mushrooms is like an Easter egg hunt. Over the past decade, he's been showing people how to find, safely identify, and harvest them on shady hillsides and trees.
If you give a man a mushroom, he eats for a day. If you teach a man how to pick mushrooms, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Now Akabani can do both in Somerville.
So this is our little shop.
The Mushroom Shop, as it's called, has a white tin ceiling and a quirky mom-and-pop vibe. Shelves are lined with fermented condiments, soy sauce, vinegar, also spices. But the homey space's centerpiece is a big stainless steel refrigerated case like you'd see in a butcher shop.
I feel like this would have been for bologna or something.
Now it's for all kinds of delicate mushrooms from Massachusetts and across the U.S.
Matsutake, black trumpets, chanterelles, hen of the woods.
The 37-year-old's fascination with fungi sparked early on the North Shore.
When I was a kid, I grew up in a town with a lot of Russian folk, and that's just part of their life is picking mushrooms. So I was aware that that was a thing. I feel like many Americans don't really think of like picking mushrooms as a normal thing to do.
Akabani started hunting for mushrooms himself after college. He prowled the woods after work as a music teacher for students with special needs, and sometimes he picked more than he could eat.
And I'd go to a restaurant and say, like, hey, do you guys want to buy some mushrooms? And they'd say, come back at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I say, I got a day job, I can't really do that.
Akabani's passion shifted to a full-time job about 10 years ago when he joined a wholesale business that supplies mushrooms to area restaurants. But he always dreamed of opening his own shop, and the pandemic made it a reality. In February 2020, a huge shipment arrived from Oregon. Then
they shut everything down like moments later, like all the restaurants are closed. We're like, what are we gonna do with all these mushrooms? And so I put out a note on Instagram, and the whole thing sort of caught like wildfire.
Orders flooded Akabani's account, mushrooms for my friends, and he delivered boxes to people's doorsteps. When he set out to raise money for his own space, the community rallied to meet the goal in 2 days. Seems the timing was right. Mushrooms are everywhere.
It's happened before. There have been different periods of time where there have been mushroom booms.
There's a lot of different alliterative terms. Mushroom mania, the fungus fad is one that I've heard.
31-year-old Madeline Didi Penkin is the mushroom shop's newest employee. Turns out she's also working on a dissertation that traces the history of mycophilia.
At the turn of the 20th century, much like today, there was this real upswell of interest in eating mushrooms that came from an interest in nature and going back to the land, which we see today in sustainability concerns.
Well, I don't know, really, like how many mushrooms can I use?
Jimmy Nason has lived in this neighborhood for more than 80 years. He's been stopping by to see what's going on in here. As a produce supplier himself, Nason says he witnessed his own mushroom wave in the 80s and 90s.
He used to sell a lot of portobellos, shiitakes. They overtook the white mushroom.
Nason has also seen Somerville and this space change over the decades. It's been a soda fountain, a bakery, and a specialty produce shop.
I like little places. We used to have a lot of smaller places in Somerville.
Before Nason leaves, Akabani hands him a bag of mushrooms.
Oh, thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
A little bit of oyster and maitake mushroom.
I've never had them before.
Cook them up. A little oil, garlic, butter, salt.
Akabani says the mushroom kingdom is vastly diverse, and it can be intimidating. He's on a mission to expand more people's palates and their perceptions.
If you're more open to different flavors, maybe you're more open to different culinary backgrounds, and therefore different types of people, and becoming more open to things that are unfamiliar to you.
Akabani acknowledges opening his new shop is a risk, and it might be kind of weird for the Boston area, but he hopes to demystify the magic of mushrooms through workshops, lots of conversation, and, if it all works out, a big, wild mushroom festival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.